for coming down. It's a fantastic turnout. The best turnout we ever had. Yeah. Welcome to our... This is the 1 year anniversary demonstration of the campaign against Heckler & Koch. All right. I'd like to start out with something that's in the news at the moment. For the last 26 years, there's been a civil war raging in Sri Lanka. Number of casualties is clocking up to about 100,000 now. Earlier this year in January, the government of Sri Lanka retook the northern town of Kilinochi. I've got a picture here that I just printed out on my way. This is a picture of a street scene in Sri Lanka, and there's a government propaganda poster. And on this propaganda poster, there's some Sri Lankan army commandos, and there's a slogan that says, "Greetings and thanks for winning the Battle of Kilinochi, heroes. Now let's win the rest." And that's what's happening in the news right now. The government forces of Sri Lanka are winning the rest. Today, the normally circumspect UN described the situation in northern Sri Lanka as a bloodbath, with the large-scale killing of civilians. This is a war crime under the Geneva Conventions. What are the weapons in the poster? The weapons in the poster, I'll just pass this round, is the Heckler & Koch MP5 submachine gun, a bestseller, many, many sold around the world. So how do you think the employees of Heckler & Koch up the road feel about that? Because I'm willing to bet it doesn't really trouble them in the slightest. Another story that's in the news right now, in Pakistan, in the Swat Valley, it's really kicking off between the Pakistani government armed forces and the Taliban. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing for their lives. Here's a picture taken from the Swat Valley in Pakistan earlier this year. The guy in the foreground is brandishing a Heckler & Koch assault rifle, the G3, their other bestseller. But not only are the Taliban armed with Heckler & Koch weapons, but the government forces are armed with Heckler & Koch weapons too. So it seems that no matter who loses, Heckler & Koch wins. Do I think this bothers those employees in that company up there? I don't think they're losing any sleep about it. But it's not just killing. In the Bosnian War, the UN reported that an estimated 20,000 women were raped at gunpoint by Bosnian Serb soldiers as part of a deliberate plan to ethnically cleanse or destroy communities. The report concluded that weapons assumed a symbolic role in the violent repression of women. And what were these weapons? Amongst their arsenal, the Bosnian Serbs were equipped with Heckler & Koch guns. Heckler & Koch guns that were made in the UK. What Heckler & Koch is selling is not only tools of killing, they're also tools of rape. Do you think that bothers them? How can they justify this? Well, they tell us that countries need weapons to defend themselves in today's modern dangerous times. Well, hell yeah, they're dangerous. They're dangerous because of people like Heckler & Koch pumping out weapons. They tell us that they don't break the law. Oh, right, maybe they don't break the law. It's perfectly legal to sell grenade launchers to America to invade Iraq and Afghanistan. They tell us that they didn't sell to the bad guys. They didn't sell weapons to the Taliban or to the Janjaweeds. Well, they didn't, but they still got those weapons. See, they keep themselves at arm's length. They don't have to sell directly. They can license other countries to do the selling for them. That's what they do. They license countries like Turkey or Pakistan to make the weapons for them, and then they sell the weapons on to the bad guys. That way, they can keep their hands clean. They tell us that these weapons are old weapons. Yeah, the weapon in the picture of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade guy there and the gun in the hand of the Taliban, they're old weapons. They've been knocking around for a while. The weapons Heckler & Koch makes, they last for decades. What precautions do you think Heckler & Koch are taking to make sure that the weapons they're pumping out now don't end up in the hands of rapists or militias or child soldiers in another few years? None, nothing. They can't do anything to prevent that, because that's the nature of the arms industry, and it always has been the nature of the arms industry, and they know that. It may not bother them, but it bothers us. The first line of defence of the arms industry is secrecy. They do their best to keep these dirty dealings as secret as possible. But that's a battle that we've won. When we started this campaign, they managed to smother it and keep it out of the press. But we've kept on. This time, we're getting in the press. And not only that, we don't even need the press to tell the people of Nottingham. We're giving out thousands of flyers. We're telling everyone. Everyone in Nottingham's going to know about this place. The second line of defence of these arms companies is to keep themselves at arm's length from what's going on. So they license other countries to make their weapons for them. But we've made the case that they are culpable. We've laid out the charges against them. I think we're winning that argument, but let Hector and Cox speak up. Let them come and give their justifications for what they're doing. Because until now, they've been strangely silent on the whole subject. And the third battle is for us now to take them down. We've exposed them. We've made the arguments. And now it's up to us to shut them down. So thank you all for coming down here and for making this our biggest demonstration yet. And let's keep going.